Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
So, I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Just be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. Just be part of the darn solution. Right? So we can make a change. We can actually make some inroads. You know, I was talking earlier about Joey B doing some executive orders. And now he's being pushed to do executive orders to further the green energy movement. Forget legislation. We don't need that. We don't even need Congress anymore. We got Joey B, right? What else are you saying? What else are you doing with that? Is that what they believe? They believe that the president is dictatorial. Look at the Democrat Senate. I mean, the Democrat governors feel the same way. They think that they're dictatorial. They put something out there. They push it like in California. There's no... Nothing. Conservatives don't stand a chance here. You've got a dictatorial governor who Senate and the assembly here go totally along with that governor 100% of the time. Right? They do what he wants them to do. Reuters reported that Patricia Zengel tweeted that she just saw a gang walking around the Capitol and had a wave of a January 6th anxiety, she said. Her comment was paired with a photo of seven peaceful protesters carrying the American flag and a sign that said 1776, Restoration Movement. Seven people threw her into a tizzy. Her ridiculous post received a barrage of negative comments. Yeah, almost 5,000 replies. It attracted national attention and reported managed to draw harsh criticism from many users on Twitter. I mean, man, if the flag bothers you that much, there are other countries you can go to. And as a female journalist, I'm sure you'll do fine in Iran and other places like that. They think they have it so bad. I appreciate Patricia displaying so efficiently how absurd everyone who has panicked about 1-6 really is. Half dozen senior citizens with bad hips waving American flags about is dangerous. And they are. They're I'm sorry to make fun of them, but they are. They're all old folks. And she's worried about them. Another comment mocking her became very popular. I can understand your fear. The old lady back there carrying a flag larger than her own body must be an absolute terror. She didn't respond to any of the criticism. But she did eventually make it so only her followers could comment on her post. Of course, you know, they can't handle outside input. They can't handle input that's different from theirs. Right? Totally different. Now, I don't know if this is true, but Todd Starnes was talking today about the fact that the Dems are looking for any reason to kick Joe Biden out of office or get him out of office. Right? He says he's just speculating. He said, but I think the Democrats are looking for any reason to force the president out of office using either the 25th Amendment or some sort of health crisis. Now, I told you that one for a long time, but I've said it's not because of they don't want him out just because they want him out. I think they want him out because, look, it's something scary, although I don't think it will happen. You realize that if Kamala Harris gets in, she's entitled to serve 2 full terms. Now, I hope we aren't that stupid. Right? She's got almost no approval rating. But technically, if Joey B steps down, and she steps up as VP, she has to. She could finish out his term and then run for 2 more for herself. And some feel that she would bring in Governor Nuisance as her VP. The problem is they wouldn't have the votes in the Senate to pull it off, making him VP, that is. See, if they got total control, what I would do, I would force, I would make it so they almost couldn't pull in a VP. Not one they wanted, anyhow. Additionally, Starnes suggested that COVID vaccines and boosters may be contributing to Biden's cognitive decline. He's been double boosted. He came down with the China virus. My question would be, he said, have the vaccines had any sort of impact on the president's mental decline as of late? Starnes also told his audience that shortly after the president's COVID test results, President Harris was trending on Twitter. Well, he was critical of the Biden administration. Starnes didn't say that he's praying for, look, for my Christian people listening to the show, we're called to pray for these people. Okay? We're called to pray for their health. We're called to pray for them to make right decisions. We're not called to pray for their death, okay? Which I know some of you would love to be able to say. So let's not, I'm going to put you bluntly and simply, let's not be them. All right? That simple. Let's take the high road, unlike them who said they would kick us if they got to the high road. Let's take the real high road and let's not kick them. I would like to see Joey B. really come to the knowledge of Christ. I would like to see Joey B. really do the right thing by the people of this country. But that's God's issue, not mine. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. As you go, that's right. You can start dancing if you want to. Well, finish the dance. I mean, I like to start talking. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged. Get involved. Be part of the solution. It's the only way that we win this. You get involved in the conversation. All right. We talked about this a while back, but I didn't really do much with it. Congressman demands that Bill Gates answer questions about massive farmland purchases. I don't blame him. It's kind of weird, don't you think? Bill Gates is known for wanting to reduce the carbon emissions, wants to reduce the human inhabitants on the planet. And now he's running around buying up all the farmland. And he's very much into plant-based foods. He doesn't like the fact that we kill cows. Meat is bad. Now, one member of Congress debated Bill Gates, the influential computer software company founder, an environmentalist. I mean, they love this guy, right? They want him to answer some questions why he's buying up tens of thousands of acres of farmland. That farmland now often is used for producing feed for cattle, right? The cattle that are turned into steaks, roasts, and hamburgers. But Gates has openly advocated that nations should convert to synthetic beef. They shouldn't be eating animals anymore. So Representative Dustin Johnson, a Republican out of South Dakota, he wants him to explain what's going on. And a Summit News report reveals that Johnson is insisting that Gates be brought before a congressional committee to explain his purchases of vast amounts of farmland. Now, Gates already owns more than 9,000 acres in Idaho, 16,000 in Washington, right, Nebraska, California, Arkansas, more in a total of 19 states. So in about 20 states, he's got a boatload, probably a little over 100,000 acres of land. His total ownership is about, I was off. Right? His total ownership is about 270,000. His most recent fight for land was over 2,100 acres in North Dakota, where he is circumventing a 1932 anti-corporate farm ownership law. He's promising to lease the land back to the farmers. Now, it has become clear in recent reports that Mr. Gates is the largest private farming owner in America. See, somebody needs to look at that. He owns over 270,000 acres of farmland across 19 states. Comparatively, the average farm size in 2021 was 450 acres. Now, that's according to the United States Department of Agriculture. They said that they believe that Mr. Gates' holdings across much of our nation is a significant portion of that the committee should not ignore. Gives him way too much power. Way too much on him deciding what he's going to do or not do with it, right? Now, he said on the social media that Bill Gates is the largest owner of U.S. farmland. What's he planning to do with it? I mean, if he wants to let it just sit there, you have to ask. You have to know what the plans are for it. At least I would want to know what the plans are. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I don't trust these people anymore. You never know what they're up to. Right? I mean, there's so much that we found out during this quote-unquote pandemic. We found out how much control that China has over our pharmaceuticals. Right? That they make 80% of our penicillin, I think close to 100, I'm sorry, of our penicillin is made in China. And they threaten us with stopping the production of it. And other drugs that we needed. But we just kind of shrugged it off as no big deal. And now we're right back to where we were. And we're still not in any better graces with them. They're in bed with Russia. CNN's Van Jones says life is worse for blacks under Biden. No, duh. Right? We had to put him in office to ruin the country to get to that point. Is that what you needed, Van? He said the poor economy is a special heartbreak for African-American voters, in part because of the trust they put Joe Biden. And you know what? Please forgive me, but then the African-American community deserves what they're getting. They voted for him because he was a Democrat. They voted for him because you guys have poisoned them for decades into believing that the Democrats are the only ones that care about them. And Trump showed how much of a lie that actually was. Trump did more for the black community than Obama and the other black president known as Clinton did. First of all, he said, the pain is more intense now. The rising gas prices, food prices, really wallop the black community. But the hope was so much higher, he said. You have a community that came out in huge numbers in 18, huge numbers in 2020, expecting things to get a lot better. Instead, they got worse. Now, once you remember something, Van Jones actually said at one point in time that Trump was doing more and had done more for the black community than Obama did. And all of a sudden, it got quiet. He said, now you're going through a summer. That's a real heartbreak with the black voters. The polls show it. I think Biden has got to take this very seriously. Oh, he won't. He won't believe it. He doesn't care. Come on. Can we be honest about this stuff? Or is that too much to ask for? It gets to the point where they really don't get, they really, I shouldn't say this, they really do get it. They know exactly what they're doing. I'm going to stop saying they don't know what they're doing, because they do. But they figure they got you. Right? I mean, everything you want, everything you could want, everything you might want, they got you. Let me see, can I get him up here? Yeah, let me try putting on what he said. Here we go.
And I think for African-American voters in particular, there's a special heartbreak because, first of all, the pain is more intense. The rising gas prices, food prices, it's really walloped the black community in a particular way. But the hopes were so much higher. And so you have a community that came out in huge numbers in 2018, huge numbers in 2020, expecting things to get a lot better. And instead, economically at least, it didn't come true. It got worse. And so you're going through a summer now of real heartbreak with black voters. The polls show that. And I think Biden's got to take it very seriously.
Well, he won't. He doesn't even know what's going on. Come on, give me a break. He has no clue what's going on out there. Now that they got him sequestered for 5 days. Look, people, seriously. I know some of you Democrats troll the show. All right, but the bottom line with this, they're not helping you. They never have. They don't care about you. They don't care about the poor people. They don't care about the Asians, the black. They don't. Look at what they keep doing to you. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you could save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
ICE is ramping up deportations as the Biden administration policy awaits a Supreme Court decision. The San Diego Union-Tribune is reporting that ICE is no longer prioritizing the deportation of illegal immigrants with a criminal history and is now arresting illegal immigrants at their scheduled check-ins. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha at the White House podium gives an update on the status of President Biden's COVID diagnosis and treatment.
It's great to see the president doing better. He's doing better because he is vaccinated, he is boosted, he's getting treatment. He is getting world-class treatment, exactly what you would expect for the president of the United States.
He says the president is sleeping and eating. The White House says Biden continues to work in isolation and that his symptoms are improving. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you involved in the conversation, engaged and involved. So, somebody sent me this story earlier and I was looking through it. It's disgusting. And when you look at what's going on down at the border, you see what's going on with our kids, our young kids. And I don't care whether they're kids that are here illegally or not, these are still kids. And right now we're finding out that one of our congressmen says the human smugglers are taunting law enforcement by brutally raping young girls at the border. And somebody needs to do something. And, you know, Homeland Security is like, well, wait a minute, we can't cross the border to help anybody. So Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa says the border agents are concerned by the alarming number of young girls who are being brutally raped and assaulted by human smugglers as they track them across the southern border. She wants the Biden administration to take immediate action. They're not going to do anything. Really, seriously. Now, Ernst detailed the appalling actions of a cartel-backed coyote, these smugglers, during an interview with Fox News. The senator traveled down to the Texas-Mexico border over the weekend with a delegation led by the senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz out of Texas. Chuck Grassley was there as well. Ernst said that the senators were told that human smugglers and coyotes assisting the cartels are perpetuating these horrific crimes of sexual abuse towards over half of the young girls as they make the journey. Many of them are unaccompanied. I mean, if Biden doesn't do anything else, if, you know, cackling Kamala doesn't do anything else, at least impress on these parents. The government needs to impress on these parents. Stop sending your kids up here unaccompanied. They're not accompanied by coyotes either. The Border Patrol told us about 30% of the women and girls are being trafficked by the cartels up the border, or becoming sexually abused along the way. And those are just the ones that are reporting it. Border Patrol believes it's well above 50%. Right? And this is how you know, these sex slaves, sex traders, if you would, this is how they condition these people to get into prostitution, to get into this kind of thing. Now, the Border Patrol told us that about 30% of the women and the girls that are being trafficked by the cartels up the border are being sexually abused along the way. And the border agents feel that 60% of them have been abused would be a more accurate number. And you know that when we're there, which just a few days earlier, that 5 and the 6-year-old girl had been brutally raped right there at the border. They said that they were so badly injured that they had to call emergency medical personnel for the girls. In addition, Ernst said agents told the senators about rape trees that are used by the criminal smugglers to abuse the girls. He said, we heard that what they call rape trees. There are in areas where the cartel smugglers would take women and girls and, well, rape them under a tree and then take their undergarments and throw them up in the tree. I mean, think about it. That's disgusting. The smugglers know that what they're doing, and they're taunting the American law enforcement officials by doing this. They're doing it right there on the other side of the border where you can see them and say, hey, look at us. We can do whatever we want. There'll be no repercussions. You can't touch us. Just amazing. I mean, this, again, they talk about the humanity of it all. They point to the border. They talk about the kids in the cages. And look at these people. And how can you turn them? How can you do this? How can you allow this to happen? Democrats. Bleeding heart Democrats. How can you allow this to happen? Why do you want less Border Patrol agents? Why are you making it harder for them to do their jobs? Why won't you put the National Guard at the border? Right? Why won't you do what Trump would have done, which is probably called the Mexican police, or the Mexican president, and say, look, hey, you've got to take care of this. We're not going to put up with this. We're not going to let this continually happen. Are you going to make a change or else? There needs to be pressure put on the president of Mexico, whether it's via resources or anything else. Seriously. Border agents said that they could make an impact as one change of the policy that we have here in the United States. Catch and release is just an open border policy. Having this open border policy encourages more people to traffic up the border. And then more families will send their children to the border. They'll get abused along the way. They don't hear about this until well after it's done. You're not hearing about it in the news. God forbid they say anything. So they're just as culpable for these kids getting raped and beaten. Look, if they know what's going on, they don't report it. They're not trying to report it. Then aren't they part of it? Aren't they aiding and abetting? Right? They're complicit in what's happening. Use all the terminologies you want to. Anyway, the Border Patrol goes on to say, if we had different policies, it would encourage people to come up here. To be less dangerous activities. Moms and dads sending their children unaccompanied is just asking for trouble. You're selling them into trouble. There's no way around it. To my knowledge, no one from the administration has reached out to any members of the delegation to find out what we learned. Ernst also spoke about the plight of two unrelated girls, one that was 6 years old and the other 7. They crossed the border unaccompanied from Honduras. U.S. Customs and Border Protection told the senators that the girls arrived in the U.S. They went through intake process and get delivered to their contact. But the agents follow up 30 days later, but there's no additional method for checking on those children to ensure that they're safe. Now, so you hand them off to somebody you can't prove is a relative. You hand them off to somebody who doesn't come back with them, doesn't show up the 30 days later when they're supposed to, and yet they want to increase this. They want to open this up more. Right? The Border Patrol agent said, how do we know those children are actually going to a relative? How do we know they're not being trafficked for sex use? How do we know they're not being sold into indentured servitude? None of these things can be answered, and we can't find them afterward. You know, Senator also weighed in the remarks at the Mayor Muriel Bowser this week that illegal migrants who enter Texas through the southern border, who were bused up to D.C., were tricked to get on the bus and move out to the state. You got to roll around laughing. You have to roll around laughing. Right? He said, I did hear her comment. So laughable. I think whether it's D.C. mayor or whether it's the White House press secretary, the White House press secretary says that the border is secure. Well, if it is, we wouldn't have 1.7 million encounters already this year. Now, would we? Right? They're coming up to the United States. They think this is a sanctuary city. Bowser forgot that people are not being tracked. So going to D.C., how did she know they came from here? I love that. And if we're bringing them into the country, if we're okay with them being in the country, right? Then who cares whether they're in D.C. or Chicago or New York City? Come on, seriously, think about it. So they should be, and these people, the ones, these bleeding hearts, I mean, you should do it in Sacramento. I don't know what they're waiting for. Send those buses to Sacramento. Right? You know where else you could send them? New Simone's, he has a winery. Send them up there. Drop them on that road right there in front of Newsom's winery. I mean, he talks all the time about being compassionate and loving, reaching out and helping our fellow Americans or our fellow citizens of the world. Well, drop them citizens of the world out in front of his house, out in his city, Sacramento, where he works, out in front of his winery. Let him deal with them. Hey, if he means what he says, won't bother him at all. He won't make one comment. You know, stick the California people again with the bill. Go up to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Button must be getting old. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's what I need you to be. I need you to be part of the solution. Once you become part of the solution, we can win. We can make something happen. If you're part of the problem, don't. Just stay away from me. Don't get me in trouble. I don't need this kind of thing. Really, sincerely. As I said earlier, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? Don't be part of the problem. And really, you've got so much going on, so much happening, so much to keep up on, to pay attention with. Right? That you just want to make sure you got the right information. That's really it. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so in the world of the crazy, the teacher, or a particular teacher, said, she said that the entire second grade class now has changed their pronouns. So good. They can't read, they can't write, they can't add, but they know what pronoun they are. This is amazing. Teacher claimed on social media that her entire class, second grade students, had changed their pronouns, and it's being kept a secret. Now, think about this. Teacher put up on Twitter that they, on her social media, that her class changed their pronouns. And it's being kept a secret from unsafe adults. Isn't that amazing? I mean, sick. Sick, sick, sick human being. The parent, those kids belong to the parents, not you. You don't have a right to put your own indoctrination or indoctrinate these kids into what you believe to be truth. Now, oh God, I almost hate doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway, because you got to hear this. Right? I mean, these people are sick. They're sick individuals. Yeah, I don't care whether you like what I'm saying or not. I don't care whether you trolls are really into what I'm saying or not. There was no reason. Matter of fact, even if you're a Dem, a hardcore Dem, and you're listening to the show, I know some of my friends, you're listening to this, and you think this is okay, you're not a friend. I don't want you as a friend. I don't want anybody around me to think like this. She actually believed, well, I don't even know if it's a she, but they, it, them, whatever, think that it's okay to keep this from the parents. Since when is that okay? Here, take a listen.
Okay, so it took a couple days for me to make this TikTok without crying, because that's what I do. Please ignore the dog bone crunching behind me. Anyhow, one of my students felt safe enough to share his pronouns with me. And when he did so...
Think about this. One of my students felt safe enough. My God, what are we doing to the kid? What are we teaching them to begin with?
Once the class knew that I knew, they all switched pronouns. They're second graders. Like, I'm torn between being really, really happy to be a safe space and just absolutely furious that...
Yeah, they're second graders. They're going along because they want everybody to be happy. They want everybody to like them. She thinks she's created such an accomplishment here. But what else has she done for them? What has she really done for them?
The entire group of second graders has to keep this secret from not safe people. Why are kids feeling unsafe?
Oh, God, I'd feel unsafe in your classroom, lady.
And furthermore, why does everyone talk about how are the kids?
Sorry, I apologize. All right, I didn't hear that the first time. But here's, I mean, again, second grade teacher, why? What has this got to do with anything? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, with the language, what's the reason for the language? I know some of you are, you know, are fast and loose. Does it make you tougher? Does it make you sound smarter? Well, you know, what's the reason behind it? I don't get it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. She also goes on to say that the majority of her class is transgender now. So they went... They went from just being little girls and boys, having a good time at school, understanding what's going on, to now being, what, transgender kids? Because why? She explained it to them. She brought them out. She enlightened them. And now they know the real joy of their true identity. Really? She's whacked. She shouldn't be teaching school. She shouldn't be anywhere near kids. And you know what? I'm going to go back to what I've said for a long time, this is our fault. We always said, you know, it's no big deal. They'll grow out of it. They'll this, they'll that. No, they're now school teachers. These waxes, now school teachers are dealing with your kids, they're teaching your kids, and you know, the kids fall in love with their teachers. And everything they're teaching, and now the teacher who's with them all day long, and you're not, is telling them how you are not on their side. You are not their friend. But the teacher's their friend. Right? I mean, seriously, think about all that. So it's just, again, it's amazing to me. Representative Kat Kamick, out of Florida, she says she's been on the House floor all day. She saw Nancy Pelosi's abortion on demand bills, which they are trying to push. She said, but from what I see and what I was able to catch in just the snippets, it's very concerning. And I know that. You know that. A lot of us know that. Now, we make fun, and it's easy to do, you know, really highlight how truly deficient we are when it comes to the commander-in-chief. But she said, this is getting really dangerous. This legislative body in Washington, D.C. right now is almost an exact match to the California one. Almost. They have almost no conservatives, no Republicans up in Sacramento. But the stuff that they're coming up with, I talked about SB 107 the other night, where they can take your children from anywhere in the country. If they come here, they can keep parents from getting to their children because their child wants to be transgender. They can give them the drugs, the operation, the whole nine yards. The bill even calls out refusing to adhere to federal warrants. So if we have no law, or we do what anything want, this is why I said to you, they're dictators. Right? And, you know, it's funny how when Trump was in office and they used Supreme Court to make things happen, they got mad at him for not following what the Supreme Court wanted. Right? They are the supreme law of the land and you can't go against them. They're doing it all the time now. And they're openly admitting to doing it. Right? You look at the disasters going on. You look at what's happening. Look at what, and like this person was saying on the floor, the two key bills that really everyone is talking about, one is dealing with abortion on demand until the day of delivery, and the American people don't want that. That's the funny thing about it. They're always running around, the Democrats are. Yes, most people in the country, the majority of people in the country are okay with abortion. Okay, maybe that's true. Maybe that's true in the first trimester. Not so much in the second or third, and I guarantee you the number is zero up until birth. I guarantee it. But they won't talk about that because that just beats their narrative up now, doesn't it? So if a woman is 40 weeks pregnant, who up until the day before the natural delivery can murder that child, because I'll tell you what, 39 weeks, look, I just had a grandchild born. I think it was 2 weeks premature. All right? And a week or 2 weeks premature. I can't imagine ripping that child's arms and legs off. Crushing its skull, sucking its brain out. All right? Because that's what they do. See, they don't want you to be honest with them when it's gory. I mean, if you ever watched that movie, Unplanned, it's a movie of Abby Johnson, working for Planned Parenthood. The attorney in that movie was great. Actually, I apologize. Wasn't Unplanned. It was Gosnell, the movie. The most prolific baby killer on the planet. He was the one they found baby parts in the refrigerator, in the freezer. He was just performing abortion after abortion after abortion. It's sad. Go grab the movie. Really. Get yourself sick. Maybe that'll take the itch to move. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me next week.